You're listening to SBS News.
COVID-19 has caused mass disruption to international travel over the last 2 years, putting many people off planning an overseas trip. In an attempt to make travel less chaotic, European Union ministers have recommended member states ease travel within the bloc for people who are vaccinated, scrapping restrictions based on where a traveller comes from. European Commission Vice President Maros Šefčovič says with greater understanding of the Omicron variant and evidence vaccines continue to protect people from severe disease, it's time the EU changed its approach.
We should move to the person-based approach. It means that how you as a person are protected against the possible infection and not to work on the country per country or regional basis.
It's a recommendation only. It would mean that an EU digital COVID-19 certificate would be sufficient to travel around the block. The certificates are based on vaccination status, but can also be activated by a recent recovery from COVID or a recent negative PCR test. France's Minister for Europe, Clément Bonne, says countries would still be allowed to impose additional measures in exceptional circumstances.
The restrictions contain provisions for emergency measures if the situation of a country or a region is extremely bad, to such an extent that stricter measures are justified.
Italy is among nations that currently impose restrictions on vaccinated travellers. Its parliamentarians have been casting ballots in a second round of voting to elect a new head of state. Members who've tested positive for COVID-19 were granted special permits to leave their homes to vote in a car park. Workers wearing protective suits were seen sanitising their ballot papers before they were taken to be counted. In Portugal, special measures are in place to enable voting too, this time in national elections. Teams wearing full PPE have been going door to door collecting ballots from voters infected or in isolation, following a decision from the Attorney General that they should be allowed to take part. A decision by Britain's Metropolitan Police to investigate allegations the Prime Minister and his staff partied in breach of COVID-19 lockdown rules has been welcomed by some disaffected voters. This Londoner doubts fresh allegations over a surprise birthday party will cost Boris Johnson his job.
There's been so many controversies so far and hasn't kicked him out of office, so it's a bit of a Teflon PM at the moment. So. I don't know, it'll have to take one hell of a scandal to get him out, I think.
Japan has decided to extend COVID-19 restrictions to cover 70% of the country as the government tries to counter a record wave of cases caused by the Omicron variant. The minister in charge of Japan's COVID-19 response, Deshiro Yamagiwa, says measures will be tightened in 18 more prefectures and last until February 20.
In those prefectures where the new measures are in place, we will introduce some restrictions, such as shortening opening hours and reducing the number of spectators. We will also make the healthcare system work for both those staying at home and the hospitalised ones, as we've been strengthening the system.
Despite an extension of COVID-19 restrictions, South Korea's daily count of new cases has topped 8,000 for the first time. In the capital, Seoul, over 200 South Korean small business owners had their heads shaved on a makeshift stage in protest against the government's extension of curfews and restrictions. This tearful pub landlord is calling for the government to compensate impacted businesses.
I haven't been able to pay monthly rent, so I'm facing eviction and had to fire employees. I have no life. I'm standing on the edge of a cliff and must do something. I even thought about dying, but there's nothing I can do if I die. So I decided to do everything I can do and came here to shave my head.
Uncertainty about the pandemic has contributed to the International Monetary Fund lowering its forecast for the global economy. Economic counsellor and director of the research department at the lending agency, Geeta Gopinath, says the world economy is now expected to expand by 4.4% in 2022 rather than 4.9%.
Now, these numbers would have been much worse had it not been for the extraordinary work of scientists, of the medical community, and the swift and aggressive policy responses across the world. However, much work remains to ensure the losses are contained.
The pharmaceutical companies Pfizer and BioNTech say they've started a trial in the United States to test a new version of their vaccine specifically designed to target the Omicron strain. Subject to regulatory approval, they estimate it could be available by the end of March. Philippa Carisbrook, SBS News.